Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3119, The Weight of Emotional Clutter and 4 Steps to Letting Go by Erica Lane with nosidebar.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, and I'm gonna jump right into today's post as we optimize your life. The Weight of Emotional Clutter and 4 Steps to Letting Go by Erica Lane with nosidebar.com. I've struggled for most of my life with this recurring thought, no one really sees or appreciates the things I do. I can vividly remember venting this frustration with tears filling my eyes to a mentor of mine as early as my mid-teens. And it only became more pronounced when I started my career, got married, and had children. Toddlers are not known for articulating their heartfelt thanks. But over the last few years, I've begun to recognize this internal narrative as emotional clutter. It weighs me down and creates resistance in my soul. It holds me back from focusing on the good. I'm now working hard every day to throw out the manual I had for how others should act, to stop waiting for them to notice my efforts, and to instead own that I do the things I do because I want to. I declutter our home because I enjoy a tidy, visually peaceful environment and the satisfaction of my hard work. I give my husband and children my best because I love them and want the best for them too. I've by no means mastered this new way of thinking, but I feel emotional freedom as I move in this direction. Do you have emotional clutter that's weighing you down? Most of us are familiar with the weight of physical clutter, but emotional clutter has a weight of its own. Emotional clutter is a type of clutter that is the most unseen but has the greatest impact on your happiness and well-being. This clutter is made up of persistent thoughts that are so familiar, they may almost feel like old friends. Except when you drag them out into the light of day, you realize that they aren't friends at all. They never were. Here are some common thought loops that can drain our emotional energy. Do any of these sound familiar? If you were to make your own list, what would you add? I do everything around here. No one really cares about me. My boss or partner or child doesn't appreciate me. I'm a bad parent or partner or sibling or friend. I'm terrible at making friends. I'm so awkward, I'm bad at talking to people. I'm not cut out for this. The more you allow yourself to think these types of thoughts, the deeper the pathways they carve in your brain. This is why it may feel like your negative thoughts run on autopilot. Thankfully, our brains are malleable. In scientific terms, this is called neuroplasticity. This means that with conscious effort and consistent practice over time, you can actually short-circuit negative thoughts and slowly replace them with better-feeling thought loops. 4 steps to letting go of emotional clutter. Number one, start by identifying the harmful scripts that are playing out in your mind. Write them down, get to know them. Notice them the next time they arise and question them instead of accepting them as truth as you may have in the past. Number two, make small shifts to more positive thoughts. Once you've identified a recurring negative loop, don't try to immediately switch to a thought that's 180 degrees from the original. Your brain won't buy it. For example, it's a big leap to go from nobody cares about me to everyone loves me. Instead, make a small, positive shift that you really believe, such as my family cares about me and I care about myself. Number three, repeat, repeat, repeat. To replace a negative pathway previously carved in your brain, you'll need to create a new one. And the way to do that is by running the new thought through your brain over and over and over again. Consciously repeat the new thought loop in your mind every time the old one comes up. Write it in your journal every day. Speak it out loud while you drive a familiar route, while you take a walk in nature, or while you look at yourself in a mirror. Repeat it so much that your brain slowly starts taking this path on automatic rather than the old one. And number four, reinforce your work with self-love and self-care. This is deep work. It's very different from clearing out the junk drawer in your kitchen or the clutter in your attic. It has an emotional component that I think requires plenty of compassion towards yourself as you struggle through the process. Keep yourself shored up by practicing purposeful self-care and remembering that you are whole and beautiful and worthy no matter what. You'll learn to build a life based on what you really value, and you'll simplify everything from you, your home and family life, to your work, relationships, and your use of time. Most importantly, you'll discover the peace and joy of living with less. You just listened to the post titled "The Weight of Emotional Clutter and 4 Steps to Letting Go" by Erica Lane with nosidebar.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Erica. I actually narrate from her site too, ericalane.co, but this one was a guest article on No Sidebar. And it's another take on a common theme for this week about figuring out our own self-limiting beliefs. And we talked about this yesterday and earlier too. Our own beliefs that we tend to claw onto is something that comes up pretty regularly here and for good reason. And I thought these were some great steps to take. It's definitely not easy to free ourselves of thought patterns that we could have almost since birth. It could take help from a professional, but some of these definitely can be worked on if we're able to become aware of them in the first place. So how do you become aware of them? Also not easy. And outside of having professional help, it can take a lot of work and practice, something done daily and consistently, and something like journaling or meditation can help. The first step in pretty much everything we talk about here is awareness. And for me, I found something daily like this podcast can help too, because it's a constant touch point of us questioning something in our lives. The more we do that, the more things begin to unravel in a good way. We can challenge some of the things that we might have thought were permanent or didn't even know existed in the first place. So thank you for being here for the daily practice. It means a lot. Couldn't do this without you. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.